for coming by tonight. And please tell Miss Donna that the hobby has said happy birthday. And look forward to hearing her on the air, checking both of y'all in one night. That would be a real treat. So make sure you tell her we all said happy birthday. And thank you for stopping by tonight. And we're going to go ahead and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll move on up to Mr. Gary in KI4DOS. Please call KO4HKX.
KX and Annette, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Patrick and Annette. I thought Colin was in front of me, but that's okay. If you want to double-check on him, I thought he said he was going to be around.
He did, but I've got you checked in before him, so it's up to you. I can call him or I can call you.
Difference to me. I'm not hard to get along with, but I won't hold it for just a minute. Had a good day over here on the plantation today. Went out and worked in the yard quite a bit. We've had a good bit of wind here in the last couple of two or three weeks, and we got a lot of trees out in the back. And so I went out there and was picking up limbs and stuff today, so really so I can get out there and cut the grass. But I got most of those picked up and piled up in piles all over the yard. Now I'm going to get the tractor and go around and pick all the piles up and take them over to the burn pile. So I am using my knowledge as a relocation engineer.
At least you're working smarter and not harder, I guess, is what I was going to say. you're using the tractor instead of the wheelbarrow.
Well, you got that right. I learned a long time ago. You know, I got Joy out one afternoon, and I told her, so we were out riding, and I said, let's go by the John Deere place. I want to look at a tractor. She said, what do we need a tractor for? And I said, a lot of things. She said, well, what do you do with a tractor? And I started naming all this stuff. And the more I named off, the more she got into wanting to go look at one. Well, when it got here, we went and bought one, and they delivered it. And it got here, and I was still gainfully employed at that time. And I got home, and she said, go look in the backyard and see what I got. And I went and looked out in the backyard, saw the tractor. I said, oh, my tractor's here. She said, it's not yours, it's mine.
And she's got to put you in your place right from the word go. She can't let you have that inch.
You know, it's like I told her nephew one time in a shopping mall. I was holding her pocketbook or her purse while she was trying on some clothes, and her nephew came out and looked and said, "Hey, said you won't ever catch me holding a woman's purse like that." And I said, "Why?" I said, "I got all the money now." And he got to thinking about it, and he says, "Huh? You know, you're right."
Some of this younger generation, you got to educate them a little bit. They don't understand that.
It's all about having a little bit of fun. But, no, she did come by later on and say that it was our tractor. But I have really enjoyed the thing thoroughly. Wish I'd have bought one years and years ago. But, you know, I still did things the old-fashioned way. You know, I did use a wheelbarrow for a lot of years. I still got one. Matter of fact, I got it for Valentine's Day one year. And that was, oh gosh, I don't know. I don't know how long I've had that wheelbarrow. Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 years or longer.
One thing about it, you have not wore out the handles, so that's a good thing.
No, I haven't worn out the handles, but the front of the bucket on it is starting to rust through, and I've changed the tire on it three or four, five, six times. I don't know how many times I put a tire on it, but the last one I put on is one of them never go flat, and that was the best thing I ever put on the wheelbarrow.
I know. when they come out with that. That was, why didn't we do this years ago? Because you always, anytime you went to get the wheelbarrow, you had to get, pump up the tire, no matter what. Because we had wood heat growing up. So I got real familiar with a wheelbarrow early in life. We spent many hours behind one of those.
Well, I spent a lot of time at my grandparents' house. My mom, my dad's mother and daddy, they lived over in Dacresville. They didn't have indoor plumbing until like 1962. And, you know, so I'm very familiar with a two-seater outhouse and going out to the well and drawing the water up and taking it in and putting it in the wood stove. And, you know, because the wood stove had a tank on it on one end. That's where we got our hot water from. And, you know, just all sorts of stuff like that. Some people might call those the good old days, but I don't know that I'd want to go back to that. But if I did have to, at least I know what to do and how to do. So I guess that's a good point as far as that goes. But I guess I better let you go, Patrick. I sit here and talk about stuff that happened, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, and you know, what we enjoyed back then and what we enjoy now. So I do appreciate the modern conveniences. And, you know, I love my tractor, and it sure has improved my life a lot. And, you know, it kept me from getting so many backaches, I'll put it that way. Don't know that it was any better for my health, but, you know, that's another story. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Got a good net going. Appreciate you calling it, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. KO4HKX and the net. KI4DOS.
For HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Gary, it's good to talk to you tonight, and I hope you find your fruitcake. So I hope you get to enjoy that one day. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for stopping by. And please tell Joy that Elise and I said hello, and maybe we stop by there one evening that I'm down that way and just visit with you again. So thank you for that. And we'll go ahead and see if we got any check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
I found a fruitcake, Patrick. I went in there in the bathroom, looked in the mirror.
All right, Gary. Well, I was wondering if you was going to pick up on that one. I'm glad that there's, we can pick fun at each other and enjoy the camaraderie and laugh while we're here. So, thank you, Gary. You and Miss Joy have a good evening.
Okay, bud, just don't forget about my expanding community. Talk to you later. KO4HKX and the net, KI4DOS.
All right, we'll move along. We'll come down here and get Mr. Colin. W4CWF, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX and the net, this is W4CWF. I received a little bit of sad news today by Silent Key. Delta Lima 7 Alpha Papa Victor. There's a bit of a significant thing with that ham. He was the first station that I heard on 70 centimeters EME. So it was a really exciting time for me and something I'll likely never forget. I'm going to let it drop a second. Back in November during the EME contest, and I tried to work him, but he posted on the EME chat page that the moon was setting, so he shut down his station, so I didn't get to work him that night. But I did end up getting him on January 26th. He happened to be on, and unfortunately, he shut down his station again and was going to bed. But I messaged him because EME stations often set up schedules. And so I messaged him to see if we could schedule a time and date for me to try to work him. And he replied back to me immediately and said, asked me about my station, and I gave him all the details. I won't let it drop again. He messaged me back and said, let's do it now. And I was like, well, you know, I don't want to keep you up, and you already shut your station down, so just holler at me next time you're on, shoot me an email or whatever. And he messaged back, and he's like, no, I already got my app fired back up now. I really like to work, you know, try to work QRP stations. So I ended up making QSO with him, and he was my second EME contact on 70 centimeters.
Pretty cool that you were able to the Earth, Moon, Earth. So I know it's a pretty complicated thing to do, and because everything's got to be just right. But I'm sure that was a real treat to be able to make contact with somebody like that, with that had that much experience with it anyway. But I hate to hear that he's a silent key now.
Pretty sad to hear. He's pretty well known around the world in the EME community for sure. If you ever look up his call on QRZ, he's got a picture of his 70 centimeter antenna array on there. It's like 128, I believe, 11 element Yagis phased together. It's a huge monstrosity of antennas. But I was glad I got to work him. And we had a few good chats on there, asked him some questions and stuff. So some really good interactions with him. KO4HKX.net, this is W4CWF.
Where is he located? Is he in the United States, or was he outside the United States?
Germany. Call sign Delta Lima 7 Alpha Papa Victor.
So that's quite a ways then.
500 miles, according to QRZ anyway.
Target to hit, to bounce it off the moon and then come back down in that smaller location. So that's pretty impressive. I find it fascinating how you can do that. Like I said, I not ventured into that part of the hobby at all, so I don't know anything other than that's what it is. But I do know that it's a fairly complicated and time-oriented thing.
It is. A lot of them use CW, but on 70 centimeters, the Q65 Bravo digital mode is probably the most popular. And, it takes just a little over 2 minutes for your transmission to reach the moon and come back to Earth. So it takes a while to make the exchange.
That they did talk about that last Tuesday in our extra class that I've been taking, that JT65 program. So I've got it loaded on my computer, but I've never done anything with it because I don't have the antenna array for it. So not so, like I said, nothing I have even ventured into at all. But I find it fascinating, and I always like talking to you about it. I know you and I have had several conversations about it, and I always find it fascinating. But just there's so much in this hobby that you can run so many rabbits that I have to restrain myself. I've got so many going already.
I mean, that's kind of why I focus more on like weak signal VHF and UHF and satellites and EME. I kind of try to contain it mostly to that. And it sure can get expensive, but the beauty of it is you don't really have to have a huge array to do it. I mean, you can work some of these bigger stations like him pretty easily with, I was running a circular polarized antenna meant for working satellites, not anything big, and 70 watts with feline loss, I was probably only getting like 45 watts into the antenna.
That's pretty impressive. Especially to travel halfway around the world. We're almost halfway, so that's a long ways. Just amazing that you could hit the moon in that target and bounce it back like that.
But I'm moving on to bigger and better. I've done sold the Sat Yagis and the rotator, and I've got plans for a small array. I'm going to run two Yagis stacked on 2 meters and two on 70 centimeters. So it'll be a significant increase.
You'd put them on the slop net there. And I think somebody bought them, 2 weeks ago? I heard you take them off, something like that, maybe 3 weeks ago. I don't know, time gets away from me anymore.
They're sold 3 weeks ago, and then the antenna sold 2 weeks ago. They got shipped to Washington State.
So I'm assuming you had them listed somewhere else, too, other than the swap net.
I had it listed in, I don't know, on two different swap nets, and I don't think I ever listed on QRZ, but I listed on a couple other places online and Facebook, of course.
This is a fascinating thing of what you can find out there. It's pretty interesting.
What you want to find on there? I've run across some pretty good deals on stuff. Unfortunately, I'm at the point in ham radio where the stuff I need, you're not likely going to find on there. So, but yeah, EME has for sure been the pinnacle of the ham radio hobby for me. And it's something I've always wanted to do since I was first licensed, really. So I'm pretty happy about it. And I look forward to trying to work more stations in the future.
For HKX and Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, Golden, again, I'm sorry to hear about the loss there of another ham anyway. And it's always a tragic thing to lose somebody. No matter how close you are, you still feel that loss.
That's for sure. It's always a sad time, but anyway, I won't get off here. I'm fixing to rearrange my whole shack, so I need to start cleaning off the bench and working on that. I've got a whole bunch of work to do in here over the next week or so at least, so I'm going to jump off. I appreciate you letting me make comments and have a little discussion, and I'll holler at you soon. KO4HKX in the net. This is Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Fox. I'll be clear.
Good to talk to you tonight, and maybe we, I don't know if you're coming Saturday, maybe we can catch up there and face-to-face again. I know it's been a while. If not, maybe the meeting should be coming up here for too much longer for T-Bark, so maybe we'll catch up there one evening. But good to hear you, and again, sorry for the loss of a mentor there, or Elmer, as you want to call him, but good to hear you tonight, and thank you for coming by and checking in with us. And with that, we'll try one more time and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All right, with that, we'll assume we got everybody for check-ins. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. All right, and I invite you to stop by tomorrow night at 9 p.m., same time, same frequency, same repeater, and check in with Mr. Ariel, NY4G. I know he would love to have you come by and check in on his net, and he looks forward to talking to you also. And with that, step aside here for just a moment, and I'll send my net report, and I'll return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.